Chapter 7. Look out. Simon and Sarah walked all afternoon. Their legs ached, and they were so tired. In the evening, the sky clouded over. A strong wind blew, and it began to rain again.
Oh, mountains are such strange places, sighed Sarah. At the hostel, the weather was hot and sunny, but up here on the mountain, it is freezing cold. It feels like winter, and I'm too cold to walk anymore.
I know, replied Simon. I'm cold too, but we must keep walking. We must get back for Dad. Imagine how cold he is on the mountain.
He pulled up the collar of his jacket. The rain was beginning to run down his neck. He felt very uncomfortable.
Are you sure we are going in the right direction? Asked Sarah. We have walked for a long time.
Simon checked his compass. They were still walking towards the southwest.
Yes, we are walking in the right direction, he replied. Look out for anything that you noticed on our way up the mountain. That will help us to work out where exactly we are.
Sarah looked all around her. It was raining hard now, and the wind was blowing more strongly. It was difficult to see anything. Just then she saw a strange shape ahead of her. She ran towards it.
Look!
Sarah cried, pointing in front of her.
There's that strange rock formation that we saw on our way up. Do you remember? I took a photo of you and Dad by it. Yes, I remember, cried Simon. We're definitely on the right track. We aren't far away from the hostel now. Oh, I wish it would stop raining so we could see more clearly.
The rain steadily poured down on Simon and Sarah as they walked carefully along the path. It had turned the rocky ground to mud, and it was very slippery.
Make sure you don't slip, said Simon. We don't want any more accidents.
Okay, replied Sarah.
After a while, the path led into the pine wood.
Do you remember when we were in this wood yesterday? Asked Simon. It was quite different then.
Yesterday, the cool, shady wood had given them a break from the hot sun. But now it looked scary and gloomy. Tree branches creaked and groaned as they bent in the wind. Lightning flashed across the sky. Sarah shivered. Now the wood felt like a dangerous place.
The sooner we get out of this wood, the better, she muttered to herself.
As the children walked through the trees, they could hear the rain pouring down. Luckily, the branches and leaves stopped most of the rain landing on them. They were already wet from the rain, so the shelter from the trees was a relief. There was a steady drip, 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 where some raindrops found a path through the trees and formed a puddle on the ground below. Suddenly, they heard a loud crack above their heads. Simon looked up. A huge pine tree was falling, and Sarah was right underneath it.
Look out!
Yelled Simon. Simon pushed Sarah out of the way. As the tree crashed to the ground with a thump, the branches only just missed her. Simon and Sarah were shocked. They stared at the tree as it lay on the ground. It was an enormous pine tree. It had rotted through and had finally lost the strength to stand upright. Whispered Sarah.
That was a narrow escape. I'm really scared now, Simon. I wish we were safely back at the hostel.
Simon was just about to answer Sarah when they heard a dog barking and voices calling.
That sounds like Rufus the dog, cried Sarah.
And I can hear someone calling us, said Simon.
It must be the people from the hostel. They've come to find us. We're safe at last.
Simon and Sarah ran as fast as they could along the path and out of the wood.
"We're here!"
they shouted.
"Over here! We're over here!"
Rufus came running towards them. He barked in excitement and wagged his tail. Behind Rufus were two men running towards them. They were carrying torches. As they got closer, Simon and Sarah could see the men more clearly. It was Mr. Clark and Dan, the guide. Dan caught sight of the children first.
"There they are!"
he shouted. He and Mr. Clark ran over to the children.
"Oh, thank goodness you're safe!"
cried Mr. Clark. Dan bent down and gave the dog a pat.
"Well done, Rufus. You found them," he said.
Oh, I'm so glad you found us," sighed Simon. "We thought we'd never get back to the hostel," said Sarah.
"But where's your father?" asked Mr. Clark. He was very worried. "We thought you were with your father. Have you been out here all this time on your own?"
"Dad had a bad accident on the mountain," explained Sarah. "He slipped and fell. We think he has broken his ankle. We made a tent out of our survival blankets. We also made him a small fire, but he doesn't have many sticks to keep it burning. We left him some coffee, but he doesn't have much food, so he'll be very cold, tired and hungry by now," continued Simon. "We kept hoping that you would come looking for us, but you didn't come, so Sarah and I left Dad to get help."
"It took us a while to notice you were missing because you didn't sign the book. We thought you were safe in the hostel," replied Mr. Clark.
"Oh, I forgot all about signing the book," sighed Simon. "I'm very sorry, Mr. Clark."
"Dan noticed that you were missing from the dining room this evening," explained Mr. Clark. "Then he thought you might have gone into the village for a meal. He thought you had your dinner at the cafe instead, so he didn't worry. But then your mother telephoned."
"When I told her you weren't in the hostel," continued Dan, "she was very surprised. She said that you wouldn't be at the cafe. She was sure that you would stay in the hostel. That was when I started getting worried."
"Yes," replied Mr. Clark. "Dan came to see me and we checked your rooms for clues. When we noticed that you hadn't slept in your beds last night, we realized you must be trapped on the mountain. Immediately we started looking for you."
"Is that when you alerted the helicopter?"
asked Sarah. "No," replied Mr. Clark.
"But we saw the helicopter last night," said Sarah. She was very confused. "We thought you had sent it to search for us. Wasn't the pilot looking for us?"
"No, the Mountain Search and Rescue Service sent out that helicopter. The pilot flew over the mountain to see what damage the landslide had caused," explained Dan.
"When a landslide like that happens, they have to check for damage to the paths. They tell us what damage has been done. Then we have to stop people walking on the mountains until we know that it is safe."
"We didn't know that you were in danger," said Mr. Clark.
"We were in real danger," replied Simon. "We had to shelter from the landslide so we didn't get hurt. Then Dad hurt himself, so we had to sleep on the mountain all night. After that, we had to come back to the hostel on our own along dangerous paths."
"We had to cross a dangerous river," continued Sarah, "and a pine tree nearly fell on me in the woods."
Mr. Clark and Dan looked shocked. "Thank goodness you are all right," said Mr. Clark.
"So, if you didn't send the helicopter, what did you do?"
asked Simon. "We let Rufus smell the scent from the clothes you left in your rooms. Do you remember I told you that he was once a mountain search and rescue dog? He remembered his training and he tracked your scent up the mountain. He led us straight to you." Sarah knelt down and gave Rufus a big hug.
"Thank you, Rufus,"
she whispered.
"You're a very clever dog."
Simon turned to Mr. Clark.
"Please help, Dad,"
he said.
"We are so worried about him."
"Don't worry. Come with us. We'll take you back to the hostel now," promised Mr. Clark. Then he pulled a mobile phone out of his pocket. "But first of all, we must telephone the Mountain Rescue Service. We will need their help to rescue your father. There isn't a moment to lose."